Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, Martin, Martin. He is sitting with the guys and lets them know that his conversation earlier with Michelle just didn't flow as normal. Mm-hmm. And it's because he is determined that she hasn't been paying attention.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen.
Yep.
And then that's why she's misconstruing things that he's saying.
Mm-hmm. That's what fifth grade teachers don't do. They don't listen. That's absolutely, yeah. Uh-huh. Are you fucking serious? Mm-hmm. She has to know like 18 to 27 children's and their parents' names every year. And you know she be trying to go to the C-Town or the Stop and Shop or the Giant or whatever the hell and running into the teacher. Oh, hi, Miss Young. Oh, you taught me 13 years ago. You don't remember me? And you telling me that she don't listen? Martin.
That she don't listen.
Martin.
Martin is so far up his own ass. He don't even realize how foolish he is sounding. Oh my God. And he, like an idiot, is sitting with the guys. These guys who are in love with Michelle.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah.
All of them. Mm-hmm. And is sitting here just airing out all his grievances with her. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, he questions what she stands for. He brings up her poem and says that maybe, you know, she went through a lot of childhood trauma that she hasn't dealt with yet. And that's very immature.
Ooh, like, you and your white presenting self in Florida, Mr. Martin. Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty.
Oh, my God.
Boy.
Just man, so Martin. Mean.
Yeah.
That really was mean.
Was ignorant. That was real ignorant. That was very Floridian, to be quite honest with you.
That sounded very Floridian, yes.
Like, that was on some Danny Lay shit of like, what you mean I'm not a red bone? You know what I mean? Like, real just confused.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very bizarre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very bizarre that you can have the words childhood trauma and immature in the same sentence.
Right.
And not have someone else go for one tattletale on you, because that was some way evil out of pocket shit.
It was.
How you thought you were gonna just be in the comfort of your boys who are not your boys, because you just met them 4 weeks ago and you're competing for this woman, that you could just say all this out of pocket shit and that it wouldn't get back to her. Very ignorant and just dumb. Just dumb. And lacks empathy, lacks understanding,
critical thinking.
Yeah. Totally narcissistic.
Yeah.
Like, just
yep.
Sick. So Michelle or Olu lets us know real quick in the confessional that he don't know what the fuck this dude's talking about.
He don't play that.
Michelle know.
Yep.
So Martin and Michelle, they sit there, have their little moment, and he's talking about hometowns, who she's gonna meet, yada yada. And so she asks him, you know, like, what would your people, your friends and family say is like your one flaw? I'm not sure how she said it, like flaw or like your one, you know, bad quality, something like that. And he says again, which he said before, you know, I'm brutally honest. And that's, you know, sometimes people, you know, are misunderstood, or I'm misunderstood. People misunderstand what I say. And then he quickly was like, you know, like last time with you. But kind of just like threw that in there.
That was a dig. That was not honesty.
That was a dig.
That was a dig. Yeah.
That was a dig.
Oof.
And you just kind of see Michelle like purse her lips, but like hold back.
Yeah. She's really letting him tell the story of Martin. Like she's she's not about to have this be turned around on her on some mental shit. Like,
no.
On some Katie shit where that nigga had to zoom and she had to apologize to him and do all the rest of this. Like, nah. She's like, no. I'm going to let him tell the story.
Let him tell his own story. Exactly. And then, yeah, he just kind of lays on these thick ass compliments. And then you see them kiss. I felt so uncomfortable watching the kiss.
Me too.
I can't imagine Michelle really wanted to kiss him.
Me either. I think she's trying to figure out how to get him out.
How to get him out. Yeah. He sucks. And she knows he sucks. But that just kind of gave me pause and just made me think about the, I don't know, it's just hard, like, being a being the lead and you at this point have kissed so many of them and now they feel like they're at that point in their relationship now where they can just get a kiss, whatever, and like maybe she doesn't want to kiss him. And that's I don't know, the consent, the blurred line of the consent is weird, very unsavory to me. Next up is Olu. Olu immediately lets her know, I have some concerns.
This is my Michelle deserves it moment.
Mine too.
Thank you. Oh, fantastic. Yep. He was literally just like, come at you as a woman, as a black woman looking out for her. Like, listen, this guy said this, this, and this about your experience as a black woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like you have to cut, and he is not black. So you have to cut him loose right now.
Out right now. Yeah. And he kind of told her too. He was like, you could tell the way he was coming at a different angle than like Chris S, who Chris S was just like lying on people and like, you know, felt like he was revealing stuff to Michelle that she doesn't know, blah, blah, blah. Olu was very careful to say like, I have concerns and I'm, I forgot how he said it. He's like, I'm concerned. You might not see it.
Yeah.
Because Martin's not going to show that. He's not going to bring up the poem and what he actually thinks about it to Michelle.
Right.
And that's really the crux of all of this that is really gross about him was that moment with the boys.
Right.
Not even necessarily this whole, you know, I'm misunderstood, whatever. Which is the whole other thing. Right. So Olu's not trying to tell her what it is. He's trying to be like, look, this just happened on the couch. You're not going to see this. And I know that you would send his ass home over this. Yeah. So I need to tell you. And so Michelle definitely deserves it. She deserves to have somebody in the house that she really trusts, and she thanks him and she literally lets him know and us in the confessional know that she trusts Olu. She knows he's not lying to her. She knows he's not trying to do this to, you know, win a rose or edge out Martin. Like she deserves this. So Michelle heads back to all the guys, time to give out the group date rose. She picks up the rose and then asks Martin to go and chat, and let's, you know, sits down with him and lets him know, you know, your thoughts on my poem and me opening up and being vulnerable. I've heard you called it immature.
Yeah, I love how she phrased it. She said, you're saying one thing to my face and then preaching it to a different way to the group. But he says she don't listen.
He's two-faced.
What a...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oof.
She's the best. And Martin just flat out denies it.
Yeah.
So he's taking that angle. I did not say that Olu was lying.
That's how you know. That's how you know Jamie was really his friend. And both of them moved that's the same way. Oh, man.
He flat out denies it. And then he goes on this whole thing about, you know, there's a difference between being insecure and having insecurities. And that was miscommunicated. And is just, you know, talking a bunch of mess. Michelle's trying to get a word in and he just keeps cutting her off. And then her like ultimate thesis, what she says to him is, when you talk to me, when we're one-on-one talking, I hear you say words like, you're a strong woman.
Yeah.
But when you're not with me, words like immature and insecure are coming up. Which is it? Which is it? Because you're not denying because he's like, I said insecure, not immature. Like,
she's
like, okay, that's cool.
Right.
Why is that word even coming up even when you're talking about me with other people? Because that's not coming up with me. You're calling me a strong woman and this, this, and this. So then he takes the other stance of, you're letting someone else dictate the relationship we had.
That's sick. Martin.
So
Martin.
You're hearing what this other man is telling you to hear. You're not actually hearing that.
So
the gaslighting.
Yeah.
And the diminishing her own intelligence. And she just said it very well. She's like, you keep saying I misunderstand when you yourself haven't taken a step back to even reevaluate this whole moment. You were very quick to just blame me and say that I don't understand you. I'm misunderstanding your words. And she's like, you haven't been honest with me.
Yeah.
I don't trust you right now. And I have to walk you out.
Yep.
It's so evident that he's just lying. And she's like, I don't even need to.
Lying and you being disrespectful on top of it. No, you gotta
go. And being disrespectful. Mm-mm. So good riddance to Martin. She walks him out, and then he showed his whole ass, which we already saw and know.
Limo.
That limo exit.
I have never.
The worst.
This was like a paradise exit. This was like messy.
Yeah, messy.
Oof.
But it shows you he the way he was so quick to disrespect Michelle.
Yeah,
shows that he never had any respect for her to begin with.
Right.
He never really thought of her as an equal.
Yeah.
Which we saw through his conversations with her constantly. Anyways, he has this dichotomy in his head of men versus women, or
like
the way he talks about high maintenance women in Miami, and just like the way he deals with. You know, she can't think for herself. You're being told other things from other men in the house.
Yes.
That's not true. You're mishearing me. Like, it's completely diminishing her as a woman.
Yeah.
So it was
and
so
a human,
not
right?
Surprising.
Like, her humanity is now, it's not that men and women are different. It's that one is.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
More intelligent and
better than
themselves than the other. Yeah.
Yes. So not at all surprised to see him just kind of like tear her down in his limo exit.
Where he got my Becky of the week, obviously, in that limo.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
When he said wouldn't even care to give her a shot now, I was just like, she can't even. It's not even like she disagreed with him. She really came to you and was like, so you said this? Okay, so you didn't say that?
Right.
So what? There's something wrong with that, too. And there was no, like, man.
Terrible.
Oh. See ya, Martin.
See ya, Martin. Goodbye. I don't want to see you in paradise.
No.
I don't think we will see him in paradise, honestly. I don't know any woman from the franchise who would request to have him in paradise.
Right.
So I don't think, unless they throw him in there just for the drama. I don't fucking know. But
they might.
See ya never. So time for the group date rose. Michelle awards it to Nate, meaning Nate is going to hometowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Olu. That's when you know for sure
Olu. For sure. I was sad when, for Olu.
When Rick got the hug and Olu didn't get the group date, we just knew.
Yeah.
We just knew. Mm-hmm. All right. Time for Brandon's one-on-one date.
Oh, man.
This is also the best day of Brandon's life.
Yeah.
So I feel very honored to watch this.
Brandon.
Man, he's hyped for this date.
I
my God.
Oh, he's so cute.
He is precious.
Yeah.
So his date card said, home is where the heart is. They're still in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. obviously. So for their date, they're just kind of riding around Minneapolis. Their first stop, they go to an ice cream stop, where she used to go in the summers. Mm-hmm. They're eating ice cream, having fun, all that good stuff. Next stop is Michelle, that she rolls up to her childhood
home.
Her
cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm.
Her little cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm. And he was so hyped. And simultaneously, like, so nervous to meet her parents, mm-hmm. but she quickly lets him know, like, they're not home. Mm-hmm. It's just me and you. We're going to walk through the house and everything.
It felt cute. It felt like, didn't Issa and Nathan do this on Insecure? Didn't they go back to her house?
Oh, my God, yes!
Right?
Oh, my God,
when her parents weren't home.
Literally that moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was
yeah.
cute.
And they hopped in the pool and had their first, like, kiss or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that did happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, her parents aren't home. They go home. They go in the house. There's, you know, pictures of her playing basketball.
Oh, my God.
Her senior picture.
And they're
stuff.
Like that family. I feel like your family is akin to this, too, where they have like the middle picture of the modern Michelle and then like
and
faces of Michelle.
Nate has that. You don't have that in my family.
Yes.
Nate and his brother has it. It's so cute.
God.
It's like Nate with hair.
Yeah.
Over the years. Yeah. So yeah, all these like great pictures of her in school and all that growing up.
Yeah.
They head to her childhood bedroom mm-hmm. and they're like making out on the bed
mm-hmm.
and felt very also because Brandon looks like he's 17. It felt very like
felt so one of them movies.
Nostalgic.
Yeah. Like them 16 candles and all the rest
mm-hmm.
of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. and so yeah, then she's like, you know, let's go dip in the pool. And mm-hmm. she loans him her dad's swimsuit.
That was wild. I was like, Michelle,
that
you
is
are
wild.
Wilding. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they head to the hot tub and we mm-hmm. see them like chillax in the hot tub, making out and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. And then suddenly we see Michelle's parents return home. Mid hot tub makeout session.
That is so embarrassing. Oh my God.
That's so embarrassing.
Oof.
Ugh. Yeah, and they don't even know him. Like, I wouldn't be embarrassed with Nate. My parents know that. Like, my dad just walked in on me and they made me out in a hot tub.
Ugh. Could have married him. And you're like, oh my God.
That's so embarrassing.
God. Yeah.
So they, you know, obviously get out, put some clothes on, and then mm-hmm. sit and have a chat with Ephraim and the mom whose name I still didn't get.
I still don't know it. I still don't know. I'm trying to call her Michelle Senior child. I still don't know.
Not Michelle Senior. I'm gonna Google it right now because I feel so bad.
I know, I feel bad too. She's a really nice lady.
Oh no, her mom's name is LaVon.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. You lying. You lying, bitch. You are lying. Michelle Petra parents.
Okay, capital L, lowercase A, capital V, lowercase O, N, N, E. How did we miss this? What?
This is y'all's fault. Why did y'all tell us her mom's name was LaVon? What?
LaVon. Ephraim and LaVon. What? We missed all the opportunity to be out here calling her LaVon. What? How do we miss that?
Oh,
I feel
know.
Like I never hear them say her name.
Yeah.
Or maybe
yeah.
they were saying LaVon, but I was just like mixing. Like, I just think they're saying something else. I can't imagine that being her name.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Wow. LaVon. Wow. LaVon. Wow.
LaVon and Ephraim. Ooh. I love it.
That's crazy.
I love it.
That's
wild. Not the L-A, capital V.
Capital V. It's the capital V.
It's the capital.
Oh,
it's akin
man.
To LaToya.
Yeah. Yeah, LaToya. Monique, the comedian.
Monique.
Mo apostrophe
yes.
capital N.
Capital N.
Wow, LaVon.
Oh, I love it.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I don't know how the fuck we messed up.
I don't know either. I feel like a bad podcaster.
Yes. I just kick on her mama and feeling bad for it. And then now we find out her name is the ultimate name that we would stay on from the beginning. LaVon. Fuck. Oh, I love it.
Oh, man.
So, Brandon and Michelle sit with Ephraim and LaVon. And... her parents are so sweet.
I know. They're very cute.
Yeah. So LaVon was like, you know, tell me why you like Michelle. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, she's one of the most special people I've ever met. She asks him, like, when did you know Brandon was special? Mm-hmm. And Michelle says, from the second cocktail party, when he talked to her about how he really trusted her. And that meant a lot to her because trust is like the one thing she's been asking for all the guys.
Oh, yeah.
And he very early on was just like,
yeah,
I love you. I trust you.
Oh my God. Poor Brandon. As soon as he got that limo. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. He just laid all his cards out. Mm-hmm. He's going to be so heartbroken by the end.
I know. Because I know he don't win again.
I know. Lord.
Oh, bless man.
LaVon asks him, you know, do you want any kids? He says he wants three. Yep. Michelle wants three as well. Mm-hmm. So that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asks them if they have any advice. And LaVon gave really nice little answer. Said Ephraim was her best friend. Yeah. He always puts her first, even in very difficult situations where he had to make a choice. He chose me. And mm-hmm. I just know he always has my back. And that's marriage, yep, for sure. Yep. Somebody who's just like your ride or die. Ephraim was like, yeah, you have to be very open. This is your person that you have to open up to, talk about everything, and just like love that person to death. Brandon, I always want to say Brendan. Brendan. Oh, God. I was like, who's Brendan? Why am I saying this? It's Brandon. Fuck. I keep writing Brendan in my notes too. Good. Brandon, he does very well with the parents. And he does.
He seems like he'd be good with parents though.
He does, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's sweet and says all the right things. They seem to like him, and he makes a very smart move by asking Michelle if he can get some time alone.
This is wild. This moment made me realize how fast this show goes.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.